The parable of the princess in the castle. Now, beloved one, how about if we have a parable about a princess in a castle? You know what a castle is. You know what royalty is. This is a story about the princess of a royal family. Once upon a time, before time was, there was a being, a holy being, who in its desire to know itself decided to see itself in a mirror, and in looking in the mirror brought forth a belief that there could be two instead of one. Now it was still one, knowing itself to be two, and we call this twosome a male and a female, a king and a queen, royalty, holy beings. They desired to have offspring, to bring forth a child, and so they did. A beautiful princess was born, having all the qualities of the king and all the qualities of the queen, because after all, it was one being experiencing itself as two, and now they were three. The princess was much loved, very much adored, admired. The king and the queen wanted to protect the princess to keep her from whatever else there might be, because they knew that it could be creative expression that might be different from the princess. So the princess grew up knowing that she was greatly loved and protected, and would always be protected. And in time, as they understood time, there was also the prince who was brought forth. And the prince had all the qualities of the king and the queen, because he was an extension of them. He looked upon his qualities, and he wanted adventure. So in time he left the castle and went out to adventure, to experience, to see what else was out there, but the princess stayed in the castle. The king and the queen loved the princess and loved the prince, but as there was the expression of process, otherwise known as time, they felt the absence of the prince and did not want the princess to leave. So the princess was well guarded and kept in the castle, where she remains even to this day. The princess looked upon herself to see what quality she had. She saw how the prince had been enamored with the idea of adventure, but this was not quite what she wanted. She looked inside of herself and discovered that there were qualities there that were of intuition, precognition, love, what you would call now in this day and time the divine feminine. The divine feminine for a long time now has been kept guarded in the castle so that no harm would come to her. But this is not what she wanted, and even today is not what the princess desires. She wants to know for her qualities, and she wants to come out of the castle to be known for the qualities that are now awakening within many of you. You have adventured many lifetimes as the prince. You have called forth experiences that allowed within the human realm the adrenaline to rush. You have known and created many examples where you could be the strong masculine. But the princess, for a long time, as you understand process of time, has been kept within the castle and yet very much alive within you, waiting for the drawbridge to be let down. You are now coming to the place where you understand feeling that the world does not understand, knowing that come to you, and you do not know where these knowings come from, visions that come to you, perhaps instantaneous, sometimes longer, sometimes in a long dream as it would be. You are experiencing intuitive knowing about people, places, and happenings. You can move forward in time. You can move in the inner realm to what you would see a future to be, and you can call forth the qualities of the princess and allow her to come out of the castle now to help you make an expanded understanding of the divinity, even of the world as this world yet sees itself to be quite chaotic. You call upon her qualities when you meet a friend, and there is the hug that is given. There is the warmth, the smile, the support. She comes rushing forward to meet you. She comes rushing forward to greet another one as you give them the understanding that, I know who you are. And you look upon one another, and you see the Christ of them. You see the divine being of them. The princess then is allowed of the castle. The princess, for a long, long, long time, as you measure time, has been kept hidden in the castle because the world seemed fit only for the prince, the adventuresome one, the strong one. Now the princess is also strong, but her qualities are more gentle, and so she has waited until there would be welcome for her qualities. Now is the time. Allow yourself to invite the princess and the qualities that she embodies, that she symbolizes, to be very much working in your life. Already there have been times when you had to call upon strength that the world did not understand, qualities that the world does not teach and does not value. That is the princess, the intuitive gentleness, the knowing that goes beyond just the physical, or the knowing that goes beyond what has been known into the knowing of the divine self. So allow the princess to be very much alive in your thought process. Allow the princess to adventure now with the prince, and understand that both the prince and the princess embody all the qualities of the one who looked into the mirror and thought that it saw two, and then brought forth the offspring that has seen itself to be separate and different from each other, and yet the same, from the same source.